How many minor league baseball teams are there in Kentucky, and who are they? What are they?
So we've got the Louisville Bats, and they are the step away from the big leagues. They're the highest level in the minors before you get to the majors. Then you've got the Lexington Legends, which are in Lexington, and they're a Class A, so it's lower on the ladder that gets you to the majors. And then you've got the Bowling Green Hot Rods, and they're Class A as well, so same level as Lexington, and they're in Bowling Green. And then I did the Florence Freedom, which are officially not minor league baseball, but they're professional baseball. They're just unaffiliated, which means they're not affiliated with a major league team, and not really important, except if you're in the actual minors, there's a distinction, so I like to mention that.
You talk about the book as a rare glimpse of the unglamorous reality of minor league ball.
People don't realize it's a lifestyle. It's not just a career. It's how these people and their families define themselves during the season. It's just baseball. That's it. You've got one day off a month, if that, and you're at the field from maybe 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., and so all you have time for is baseball, and I think it in some ways it's a very isolating career as well, because during the season you probably don't even know what day it is, whether it's a Friday or a Monday, because all you know is you have a game at a certain time, and every day is kind of the same.
What were some of the biggest struggles for the players?
They don't get paid a lot, so usually they do need to have a job in the off season or go play overseas, then balance that with a relationship with everybody. I mean, it's just so time-consuming and interrupting baseball that it's really a struggle. If you have children, you've got to make that choice. Okay, do I keep putting them through this, the travel, the instability, all of that for my dream, or do I quit my dream now and focus on them? You know, it's a constant struggle of that. And I think the transitory lifestyle, really, I didn't realize how transitory, whether you stick with, if you stick with the same team, you're still always on the road or there, and during the season and off season you probably have different homes, but then you can always get traded, you can get moved. I mean, it's just, you never know where, you know, Monday you could be playing for one team and Wednesday another one. It's just so unpredictable.
What do you think keeps them coming back to the ballpark night after night after night?
That dream that could be the night that they're going to go up to the majors, because it never goes away, and that hope. So that it's just the